just a little explanation of the topic, Din before the Yom HaDin. The Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph explains that we have a minimum of 4 days of Sfichas, and that's why we always start the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, unless Rosh Hashanah falls either on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, in which case we start the Sunday before. Why is that? Two reasons given. The reason that we're going to deal with is the reason of the Eliyahu, who says that it's with all the other korbanos, it says the kraftim oila, all the other yomim tovim. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it says vasisem oila. And here we learn that on Rosh Hashanah, it has to be and it should be kiilu that we makrit ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just as a korban before one brings the korban the Beis HaMikdash, one needs bikur, one needs to be bochem, one needs to check and examine the korban for 4 days before, and that was the avodah of the kohanim to make sure there's no mum. Similarly, we do the same, and that is the concept of slichos to prepare ourselves for Yom HaDin. Chazal also tell us that kishein din lamato, when we don't do perform din in a monness to make sure that things are as they should be here, part of our task as a Beis Din to make sure that things are in place, then chas v'shalom is din lamato. But when we do din lamato, then there's no necessity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about din lamato. And therefore I thought it would be particularly relevant to deal with some aspects of Chosh and Mishpat on the first day of Slichas in our efforts to do din, to shape up our din lamato, that in Yirat Hashem our din will be transformed to rachamim lamato. An interesting shaila, which has just been going around very much the loyim of Chosh and Mishpat to be consulted upon, the following case in Chosh and Mishpat, the following dispute that has arisen. One person, a non-Jewish man, bought a piece of land and built a building of a block of flats. There were 10 flats in the building, and he sold all of the flats to various people. The 10 people concerned, from what I understand of the question, the 10 people concerned were all Jewish, from people, and the builder himself, the one who built the building, kept the land, and it was on a leasehold arrangement. This has gone on, and everything was fine. They were paying ground rent, etc., etc., as is normally done. And one of the neighbors heard that this builder was going to sell the freehold, and he was going to take it to an auction. And they made one of the ten flat owners, they made him a shliach to go to the auction and to bid for this land. They wanted to become the landowners, they wanted to own the freehold, and therefore they sent off. So off he went to the auction, and he managed, he bid, and his bid was accepted, and he bought the land. One of the flat owners, happened to be in Eretz Yisrael at the time, phoned him through and said, "Thank you very much, marvelous, I've heard that you bought the land, I'd like to pay up." At the time, they thought the land would go for, let's say, I don't know the exact figures, but for example, it sounds to me that it's too much, but it's for £100,000, and what they did was, he said, "I'd like to pay my share of £10,000. The shliach, one of the neighbors who had gone to bid, said, "Don't worry," he says, "keep your money, you don't have to pay me," he says. "When I went to the auction," he says, "the land went for £50,000. I bought it myself. Don't owe me a penny." The neighbors were up in arms to hear what had happened. And they said, "What do you mean? We sent you in total understanding. We were sure that you would buy it for us. Had we known that you were going to take it for yourself, we would never have allowed you to go. We would have gone ourselves, and we would have at least taken our own share." This is the question. Who does this shliach, can he hold on to the property, to the land, and say, now the freehold is mine, now you pay me rent instead of the original owner? Or, since he was sent as a shliach, what he did, in halacha, he did according to, as a shliach for everyone else, and if he bought it for 50,000, then everyone pays 5,000 and the land is theirs. This was the question. Would anyone like to sit there? Sorry?
The law
is what? What's the law?
The law says that all the tenants together have a right to buy from the one who bought it.
They have the right. In other words, they can force the landowner. If we have time, I'll tell you about another dinto that came out as a result of that law when it changed. Yeah? So the law is that you can force the landowner to sell. But this isn't the question here. Here, the landowner sold. No one forced him to sell. The one who bought it. You mean they can force him to sell again? Yeah. But the question is at what price?
The price he paid for it.
Sorry?
The price he paid for it.
Originally?
Yeah, the price he paid for it. That's the law. English law.
Interesting. Thank you very much for that. Let's see over here what the halacha has to say. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, that's Nun Aleph Amud Beis, which talks about a katana, a girl less than bat mitzvah, who asked her father, made her father shliach to receive Kiddushin on her behalf. The husband to be paid whatever it was and gave it to the father in order to be mekadesh his daughter. Later the daughter says to her father, thank you very much, would you mind handing over the money, thank you for being my shliach. The father says, actually I received the money for myself, because a father is allowed to receive kiddushin for his daughter on his own behalf, not just as a shliach. Right? A father can be mekadesh his own daughter. Over here the Ram says on this case umino, from the fact, and then the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that is the case, and the Gemara says komash malon, from here we see lo shavik inish midas de isle hano minei kloima de keset kiddushin sheloi va ovid midas de lesle hano minei. We say that the father is believed, the question is he believed to say that when he received the money, he received it on his behalf and not on his daughter's behalf. His daughter made him a shliach. As far as anyone knows, he is the shliach of his daughter to receive the money on her behalf. It's her money. The father then turns round and says, no, I had a change of heart and I decided that I was going to take it on my behalf. Why should I let my daughter receive the money? I'm the one who's been looking after all these years. It's sad by loch, I can have it, I'll take it. Says the Gemara, he's Ne'eman, he's believed to say so. Says the Ram, umino, from this case we can deduce, the Misha also shliach likach lo karka, somebody who made, Reuven made Shimon a shliach to buy karka on his behalf. The holach, Shimon went along, the lokchoi stam, he went and he bought it. Yochol loima, Shimon can turn round and say, la'atzmi lokachti, I bought it for myself. Umihu, says the Ram, but nireli. So according to this so far, it was seen. We've got a proof here that this person who went, he changed his mind. This shliach had a change of heart. He saw what the price was going for. He expected to go for 100. For 100,000, it's mission great for Messiah. Let everybody take their chalet. But when he saw it went for 50,000, he thought, why should I buy it for everyone else? I can buy it for myself. Says the Ram, umiyu nireli, the dafka bakal kastam. This only applies to ordinary, a piece of land, which is easy to find. You can find many other pieces of karka, amro karka miyuchad, but a specified and a specific piece of land, shu minag ramoim, he says, since it's minag ramoin to go and do this, then he says lo motzi omar, he is not believed to say that he changed his mind, the she'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo, because we have a rule that Klal Yisrael will never do something which in which there's ramos. So from the Ram it seems to be that although if he did change his mind, if he can change his mind, it's a nasty thing to do, and therefore, says the Ram, he's not believed to say he did it, because the umdana is, the assumption is, that since we made him a shliach, that he won't do a nasty trick like that by luring people into a false sense of security, that people will think it's going to be bought for them. That's the Ram. And this din is paskens in the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Beis. The Ramah paskens just that case. The Mechabes talks about a case, Hanoisei Mois Lechaveiro, somebody who gives money to his fellow friend, Liknois Lekarka, to buy a plot of land for him, Oy Metaltalim, Vehiniach Mois Chaveiro Etzloi, he puts the money down. He takes his own money and he finds it himself. Masha osa osui, what he's done works. Baharihu michlal haramoim, he belongs to the category of cheats. He's a cheat. He has, as it were, gone is a ramai. Says the Ramah, and the Ramah then quotes the case of the Ram, and he says, Ruben Shayodeas Choyo Bezoil, the Omer Leshimon Liknoisov, the Yachad, the Shimon Shosak, the Kono, the Shuv Omer Laatmi Konisi. Then he says like this, In Kono Bemois Shaloi, if he uses his own money, the Shliach, uses his own money, then Zocho Shimon, the Shliach, is actually acquires it for himself, the Masha Kono. Even if in the first place he agreed, he said that he is going to buy it for Reuven, the Feirush explicitly said so, Yochoi Lachzaboy the Einoi Elo Lamai. It works, but he's a cheat. He says, Avolin Kono Bemois Reuven, but if he actually took the money of the Meshaleach, then Torich Lachlok Imoi, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's the case over here. Now, the question is the following. The case over here was that they didn't give him any money up front. In an auction, you have to pay 10% at the auction, and the rest gets paid at a later date. They offered to give him money, and he said, no, don't worry about it, I will pay, and then we'll sort it out. So here, he went along with his money, they didn't give him any money at all. Now, the question is the following. On the one hand, certainly this karka is karka miyuchad. This is their land. They can't go by, this is the land under which their building is. And therefore, this is karka miyuchad. In such a case, the Ram told us, She'eris Yisrael lo yasu adlo. And he's not Nehemon, he's not the least to say that he has bought it on their that he's bought it for himself and not on their behalf. And in fact, the Noster Kalim over here asked the following question. In Simon Reis Samach Tes, the Ramah talks about a similar case, and the Ramah says the following. I don't think it's here in this volume. Simon Reis Samach Tes, I'll tell it to you about her. And there the Ramah says the following. Okay. Two Shutfin who agree. Hey, look, this is in Gimel already, I thought. There must be another one. Alright, so here, the Ramah tells over the following case. And he says that if two shutfim agreed to buy something together, one shutfim went to buy it on behalf of them both, and when he came back, he told him he's bought it all for himself. Thank you so much. He said he's bought it all for himself. In that case, says the Ramah, in a race sum of tests, Ruvei Nomal Shimon, Kenei Lonu B'Yachad Schoiro Ploinis, go and buy for us both the following merchandise. V'Holach Shimon V'Kono, Shimon went and he bought it. V'Achakach Omar V'Kono L'Asmoi, same story, he bought it himself. What's the din? Yeshoimim V'Toch L'Achloikim Ruvein. Some say that he has to divide it up and he has to share it with him as was originally intended. That's what he brings. all the Mefarshim here ask is a steal in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel says over here that what he's done, but it's a minhag Ramah. Here, the Ramah brings and says, no, he has to share it. What's the difference? Along comes the Sma, and the Sma, one of the Mefarshim, Shulchan Aruch, Sefer and Neiru Seinayim, he says that the difference is where he explicitly says, when he's buying the land or he's buying the merchandise, I'm buying it for myself. He intends specifically to buy it for himself. Then he's a Ramai, but he's changed his mind and it works. In Siman Reish Samach Tes, when he bought it, he said, at the moment I'm buying it, I'll see what I'm going to do. I have no specific intention. He buys it stum. In such a case, it continues on the default of him having been appointed and accepted to be a shliach, and therefore the shlichus works. But where he changed his mind in the beginning, then it works. That's the sma. The shach also asked this question, and the shach says, you know what the difference is? Give the different chiluk. In Siman Reish Samach Tes, the reason why he can't change his mind is because, in the first place, a clear arrangement was made that you go and buy it, this is the price, this is how we're going to divide up. Everything was beautifully organized and laid out. Whereas in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, it was a tentative agreement. Go and buy it for us, please. Off you go, you're going. Please go and buy it for us. As the Shach, where the agreement wasn't firm, in the second case, in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, so then he can change his mind. He mustn't do it, because everyone else thinks that he's buying it for them. He mustn't do it. If he did it, then he's done it and it's his. Whereas in the other case, it's not. So, back to our case over here. What we have is the following. Money wasn't paid up front, but a clear agreement was made that everyone would pay their tenth of the purchase price of this piece of land. That was made quite clear. Now, we need to call the shliach in, or call him Shimon, and we need to ask him, when did you change your mind? That's what I think is the pertinent question. When did you change your mind? Because what I think probably happened, and this case has to be looked into and seen, is that he thought that the land would go for 100,000. 100,000, he doesn't need to put £90,000 into land that he's only going to get ground rent for, because that's the price. But he was bidding, and what normally goes on is you bid, and it goes up, and you bid, and you bid, and he bid 50,000, and suddenly it was first time, second time, third time sold. And he said to himself, must be Meshuggah. It's gone for 50,000. I'm going to buy it for everybody else. Take it for myself, thank you very much. In such a case, when he put in that bid for 50,000, was he still a shliach? Yes. Now he can't change his mind. That's the sma. The sma says quite clearly that once you've actually, that's the difference between Kuf Pei Gimel and Reish Samach Tes. If you've already, if there was, when you bought it absolutely clearly that it's going to be for yourself, you changed your mind on the way to the auction, you decided, no, I'm going to buy it for myself, then that's still a minhag Ramos, because you've got to go and tell everyone you can change. Once a shliach, we don't say once a shliach, always a shliach. You can change your mind, that's okay. But if you do change your mind, you have to inform everybody concerned that you've changed your mind and you're going only for yourself, and give them an opportunity to come and buy it for themselves. If you don't, you're a Ramai. But if when you bid the 50,000, you intended it for the shutzas, for everyone together, you're not just a Ramai, you're a Gunas, because you bid it for everybody else. And therefore that would be the case. In addition, the Vilna Gaon and his Zayda made this interesting piece of information. The Be'er HaGoyloh wrote at the side of the Shulchan Aruch and tells you where everything comes from, is the Zayda, the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. You see often he quotes in fact from one to the other. They both say that Be'er HaGoyloh and the Vilna Gaon agreed that no, even if he changed his mind on the way to the auction, he is not to be believed. Because what Neman has he got? We have a chazaka that shliach oseh shlichusai. He intended to be a shliach. Lav kol kamine. What nemonos has he got to tell us? Even if he tells us when he changed his mind that it was early, says the Vilagon, he's got no nemonos. It comes along the Nesivus, and the Nesivus says, wait a minute, he says, this case is different because there was no money put up front by the neighbours. Where the neighbours paid and he put their money down and took his own money, then it works to give a Ramai. But what happens, says the Nesivus, if he didn't pay, the neighbours didn't pay at all, so he went along with his own money, says the Nesivus, why is he a Ramai? Because Chazoko Shliach Oseh Shlichusai. Over here, you need more than just a Chazoko, you need a Chazoko that Malve, that somebody who lends, is going to continue to be a Malve. Says the Nesivus, who says that there's no such Chazoko? If you, although you may have agreed, suddenly you have a phone call from some other business venture, or you suddenly get a call from your bank manager telling you that you've got less funds in your account than you thought you had, and you suddenly decide, I can't lend this money, I need it myself, you can change your mind. You say, I'm terribly sorry. Says the Nesivus, since he could change his mind, there's no chazaka that a shliach oseh shlichusai. Says the Nesivus further, what about the Ramai? She'eret Yisrael lo yasu avlo, why didn't he phone up and tell them? Says the Nesivus, there's a din in Hilchos Metzia. There's a din, the famous din of Oni Mahatich Bachalora. If you see someone about to buy a house, a building, you mustn't go and gazump. You mustn't go and buy it. You know that he's involved, he's done a survey, he's been busy, and you find out this property, you offer a cash deal, boom, sorted out. That's forbidden. Nikro Rosha. There's the Ramah though, that if it's a Metzia and it's a Blinder Metzia, the price is excellent, it doesn't count as a normal sale, it counts as a Metzia, something you can't get. The din of a Metzia is not a Rosha, and the Ramah says he's allowed to do it. La Halacha, the Shach disagrees, but the Nesivus says that the Ramah says you're allowed to do it. In such a case, says the Nesivus, if so here, since it was a Metzia, then the Nesivus says, why shouldn't he be able to do it? The Ramai is taken away by the fact that he's a Rasha. But this, the fact that it's a Metzia. But the Chayv of this Nesivus is a very difficult Nesivus. The reason why he's not a Rasha is because a Rasha is because you see that somebody is about to purchase something. Why buy this house? Go and buy another house. There are many, plenty of houses on the market. The answer is that this is a Messiah. I can't find a genuine Messiah. And in fact, the Ramah is talking about where you actually find something on the ground. But that is also a Messiah, something that you find. That is not a Meister Rishus. He hasn't bought it yet. There's no Kinyan that he's made on the property yet. And therefore, that's Mutter. But in this case, the reason why he's a Ramai is not because he bought it for himself. He's a Ramai because he didn't tell everybody else to let them have a fair chance to go and buy it for themselves. They could have also come to the auction and maybe they would have bid 60,000 or 70,000 to take it out of his hands. So the fact that they slept, as it were, soundly, thinking that this person was going to act for them, in their, for their interest, that's the minhag Ramos. If so, how does the din of a Metzia take away the minhag Ramos from here? In addition, this case over here, where he was going to pay 10% for them. It transpired though that this shliach was only paid up front his full payment. So he hasn't actually put any money up front that he wouldn't have had to pay anyway. He was going to buy, it was 10% what he was going to have to put up. So he paid 100% of his chelek, or he paid 10% of his and one third with the else. But in practice, the money that he's paying, it may be it's a loan, but it's not really a loan, it's just hafdomas mois. He's just paying his share in advance, which is presumably why he agreed to do so. And if so, I want to suggest there's no proof from this Nesivus to our case to be able to bring along, and therefore it remains that we have the Shach, we have the Sma, we have the Vilna Gaon, and the Tav that we don't have time for, who all say that this shliach is either not ne'eman, is not ne'eman to say that he changed his mind in time, if he has no proof to show that he does so, and if so, la halacha, that land will belong to all of the 10 shutkim, and they will in course have to pay their chelek of what they bought. That seems to be the din, and that's the way it should be paskened. We've got a few minutes left, a couple of minutes left, if I can just, if you don't mind, I spent a couple of minutes of thought that I mentioned last Shabbos Shuvah in North Hand of Hadass, and it meant a lot to me at the time, and still today, and to the people who heard it, and therefore I want to share it with you. Those who have heard it, I feel, since the years gone by, it'd be interesting to take stock of what effect it had on us in the year that's gone by. There's a fascinating episode in one of the haftorahs of this week's sedra, of one of the sedras, of the dialogue between Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNovi. Fascinating, it's awesome, and let me try and explain to you why it's so awesome. Shaul HaMelech was given the mitzvah of a lifetime, the mitzvah of all times, to destroy Amalek, to prepare the Hadoim Radlov Bakrish Polfu. And he comes back suitably after the Melchoma, and he comes back and he says, Meet Shmuel HaNovi, and he says, Boruch Atona Hashem, Kiyamti Et Devar Hashem. Comes to make a yomta, to make a suda. Shmuel turns round to him and says, "V'lomo lo yishomato b'koil Hashem, v'atah Torah b'nei Hashem." Shaul HaMelech doesn't know what's going on. Shaul HaMelech answers and says, "Asher shomati b'koil Hashem, v'oileich b'derech asher shlochani Hashem, and this is the mitzvah I've done." V'yoyme Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ha'chofei Hashem b'oileich v'zvachim ki shmaya b'koil Hashem." Then Shmuel says, "Yan mo'asto es devar Hashem v'yemotzachav mimelech." You see the contrast here. Shaul says, "Kiyamti es devar Hashem," and Shmuel points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to destroy everything and everyone. And Shmuel says, not just lo kiyamto es devar Hashem, but mo'asto es devar Hashem. If you have a look at that Torah, it goes backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards. Finally, the last statement is, "Vayoyme Shaul el Shmuel, Chotosi, Kiyovarti es pi Hashem, Ves devorecho, Kiyoresi es ta'om vo'eshma b'koilot." Shaul HaMelech catches himself. He thinks he's done the Devar Hashem, and he's done the greatest thing ever. And it takes Shmuel HaNovi several goes to finally bring Shaul to the realization that he had succumbed to public opinion and he had strayed and swayed away from what Hashem asked him to do. And he agrees to this. Here, we come to Yom HaNuroim. This is a time of stock-taking. We need to stop and say to ourselves, who knows whether we don't feel, in many things that we've done, we undoubtedly feel, like Shaul HaMelech, that Kiyamti es Devar Hashem. And let's hope that we are 100% right, unlike Shaul HaMelech. But who knows? Maybe there will be a Hamer Ve'estrim, a Shmuel HaNovi, telling us, Mo'asto es Devar Hashem. We think Kiyamti es Devar Hashem, and somehow we've gone astray. Somehow we've allowed ourselves, our own inclination, our own possibly interests, to have swayed us, and we haven't been the kind of Devar Hashem, although, like Shaul HaMelech, it looks very much as if we've done so. How can we be sure that everything that we do here in Olam Hazeh is done, ki Devar is a kiyum of Devar Hashem? And I found in our tefillah that we say every day, once, every single day of the year, that we say, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for precisely this point. And we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. We daven, Leman lo yiga lo rik v'lo yineleg la behola. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that please, that everything that we do, our toil, and our hard work through our lifetime may not be lorik, veloinele, maybe not produce, maybe not create, make creations in this world, la beholo, to absolutely no use. But in the tefillah, there is an auxiliary. How can we be sure? The phrase that we ask is the following. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu yiftach libeinu b'tzorosoi, v'yosein b'libeinu al-vosoi v'yrosoi, v'la'asos v'tzoinoi, u'la'asoi b'leivav sholem. Then we say, Leman donigal orik, v'lenele l'aviholo. If you want to know, how can we be sure that there will be a Shmuel Hanovi who will say, Yeshar koyach, kiyamtem estava Hashem, and chas v'shol not mo'asto estava Hashem, we've got to work that our behavior should be with also belev of sholim, with belev of sholim, and there are no ulterior motives, and there's nothing which is pulling us away from the straight and narrow. Then we can be sure. Leman lo nigah. How do we get that also belev of sholim? So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu the last is with tzoynai. If we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in every single facet, time and time again, we will in the end end up being le'ofzei b'leiv avsholim. How do we manage every moment of the day to do the right thing? Ein odom ba'oretz asher yaseh tov lo'yechdo, v'yosein b'libeinu ahavosei v'yirosei. If we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we are going to do everything that Hashem wants. How can we be? Where do we get this ahavah? Where does it come from? Hu yiftach libeinu b'tzorosoi. If we learn Hashem's Torah, through the Torah we'll get Ava. Through the Torah we'll have Yiras Hashem. From there we will do the Ritzein Hashem. From the Ritzein Hashem we will offer the Leilu Shalim, and we'll be sure that it will be Leman Lo Nigav Lo Narik Lo Neyed La Behola. This starts the day the Torah way. A wonderful thing, and all those who are Mitzaris and part of it and the Chazikis, these are the Yiftach Libeinu B'Tzorosoi, who help us be able to look ahead towards the mission of our lives and be able to turn around and say, Kiyamnu Estava Hashem. Chazak v'emot, Ein mezalzin elalim v'rovin. The more Torah, the more time you're able to put some commitment to learning Torah, the more Yiftach Libeinu B'Tzorosoi, the more we can be sure. May we all be zeicher to achieve the chasim, a good convention.